Yartzeit of the Maori Naim is Monday night, the same Yartzeit as Rachel Imenu, Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan. And Yoni brought us this chart, this Luach HaChasidus. So you can see here, I'll show you in a second. It says that Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov is the top, and then under that is the Maggid of Mezrich, Rav Meir from Ishlan, Rav Menachem Nachum Tversky of Chernobyl, that's the Maori Naim we're about to look at, and Rav Yaakov Kafel. And then there's many branches that emerge from that. So Maori Naim was really a sort of a Talmud of Baal Shem Tov and a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. So we're talking about a very, very early and important work of Chassidus. And he develops an idea, again, something that's very essential for us in being people who learn Torah, to understand it. In Parshas Kedoshim. Okay, we'll start by the... I think I put a little arrow on the page. O Yomar Kedoshim Tiyu. Everyone see where we are? O Yomar Kedoshim Tiyu. Now there's a Medrash. Let's learn the Medrash first. There's a remarkable Medrash in Parshas Kedoshim. The Medrash says, Kedoshim Tiyu. So the Medrash says, Yachol Kamoni. We're told to be holy. So the Medrash asks, maybe we should be as holy as Hashem. Yachol Kamoni. Maybe we should be as holy as God Himself. Talmud Lomar says the Medrash, no, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem says, no, I'm holier than you. And the Medrash says, Kedushasi, Lamala mi Kedushasim. That my holiness is loftier than yours. But that's a wild assumption the Medrash made. Again, it says, be holy. You might think you have to be as holy as Hashem. No, don't worry, you don't have to be as holy as Hashem. You don't have to be as holy as Hashem. You just have to be very holy. I'm a little bit holier than you. Remember, we told the mashal last Sunday from Rav Pam, from the Dubna Magid, right, about the young son-in-law who got married, and then he started slacking off, and he started comparing himself to the locals, and his father-in-law said, that's not who you compare yourself to. Compare yourself to who? Compare yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Pam said, yeah, Kedoshim to you, ki Kedoshim ni Hashem Elokeichem. Maybe that's what the Medrash is saying. You might think you have to try to be as holy as Hashem. Talmud Lomar, you're allowed to be, the only one whose Kedusha is higher than you is Hashem himself. But that means you have to be in second place. Hashem's in first place in Kedusha, and you have to be in second place in Kedusha. It's a very fascinating Medrash. So says the Heilige Mori Naim, Zuhusi again, Aleinu, O Yomar Kedoshim Tiyu, another Pshat, Perish, Da Torah Mivaseres Osanu, Shebavadai Kedoshim Tiyu, V'lo Ya'abed Nefesh Achas Miyisrael Chas V'Shal. Says the Mori Naim, the first thing you need to know, Kedoshim Tiyu, as Chazal already say, and the Sefer Chassidus develop it that much more, Kedoshim Tiyu is not only a tzivu, it's not only a command. It's not Hashem saying, right? It's not Hashem coming to us and saying, be holy. Try to be holy. It's revealing a reality. That a Jew is holy. That a Jew is holy. Period. That's all you need to know. That a Jew is holy. And the job is obviously to guard that holiness. And the job is to enhance that holiness. But a Jew, be'etzem, is holy. I went to a Shalom Zachar Friday night, and Rav Judah spoke at the Shalom Zachar, and he told the story from Rav Shaya LeKarastir. He said there was this Jew who came. Rav Shaya LeKarastir used to, you know, when people would ask him what he does, he was a big, unbelievable, big Baal Mofis. But he said, I'm a cook. I like to serve Jews. So there was this Jew who was a little far from Yiddishkeit, who ended up by Rav Shaya. And the Hasidim weren't thrilled with this fellow. And the guy was like taking certain liberties that made everyone very uncomfortable. Especially when he would go out Friday night, when this Jew would go out Friday night and he would smoke a cigarette on the porch. And they said, Rebbe, this is not okay. Like, and the Rebbe took care of him. The Rebbe was, you know, mechabed him, and he gave him food, and he took care of him, and he let him live in his inn, and he took care of him. And the Hasidim said, this is crazy. Mechal shavs before Hesir. You can't let this guy just hang around the porch. It's a big bizayon. And they said, you got to chase him out of town, Rebbe. It's too much. The Gabayim, you know, everyone was all up in arms. All the Hasidim were saying, this, it's not okay. So the Rebbe says, fine. He says, you want Pinchas to leave town? You want Pinchas to leave town? No problem. He says, but if Pinchas leaves town, I'm going with him. If you're chasing Pinchas out of town, I'm going with Pinchas. So needless to say, they very quickly understood that the Rebbe wasn't going anywhere, and Pinchas wasn't going anywhere. Right? And Rav Judah pointed out, he said, the end of the story is not that Pinchas became a big tzaddik. Pinchas went out every Friday night and smoked a cigarette on the porch. So why was the Rebbe, you know, so into him? Why was the Rebbe mechabed him? Why did the Rebbe let him stay around? Because the Rebbe understood that a Jew, even a bad Jew, kedoshim to you. Now again, don't misunderstand me. That's not like We're not striving to be the off the derech Jew smoking on the porch with some big tzaddik who wraps his arm around us because he can see our inner kedusha. Of course, that's a horrible state to be in. The Rebbe wanted nothing more than that he should become from. People make this mistake with Rav Kook. They think like Rav Kook was like okay with secular Jews being secular. You know, not secular, that's not the right word. With Jews who are not yet fully observant, being, right? The Jews who were Machal Shabbos, they thought like Rav Kook was like was cool with that. He was okay with that. I once read such a sad letter from Rav Kook. I read it in an English volume. Rav Kook was saying how much it pains him to see Jews who are Machal Shabbos. Jews who violate Shemitah. Jews who don't know the first thing about Yiddishkeit. Taras Meshbacha. But Rav Kook also had a pair of glasses that was able to see that a Jew is Kadosh. Kedoshim to you, says the Morinayim, the Torah is Mavaseres, the Torah is giving us a Giloy. Shebavade Kedoshim to you, and that no Jew will ever be left behind. Right? There's a realization that a Jew is Kadosh. So Rav Judah was saying, it was a beautiful idea at the Shalom Zachar. Rav Judah was saying, that's what a Shalom Zachar is. He said, what's a Shalom Zachar? This kid doesn't do any mitzvos. This kid doesn't learn any Torah. This kid, I hate to say it in a blunt way, but this kid's an Arel. He's not even circumcised. He's an uncircumcised baby. Right? And yet, everyone comes together, and we're singing songs, we're making l'chaims, and everyone's, you know, all so happy. I spoke Friday night, and I said the Rav Shitzer says that part of the Indian of a Shalom Zachar is when you go to Shalom Zachar, the Tali Rav Shitzer says, you go to Shalom Zachar, and you, who've been around for a long time, an older neshama, comes to meet a new neshama. And it's very refreshing. You meet a new neshama, you know? We're so jaded, and we're so cynical, and we're so used to the world as it is. So Rav Shitzer says, you come out Friday night, and you come to meet a new neshama. You reconnect with a neshama that's like pure and innocent. And that's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation, this kid doesn't do anything other than drink milk and have its diaper changed. Doesn't even have a bris milah yet. And yet you're celebrating this child. So Rav Judah Kedarko B'Kodesh said that what you're celebrating is the fact that, yes, he's a Jew. You're celebrating the fact that a Jew is a Jew is a Jew. And he's a shtick of Kedusha. He's a bit of holiness in this world. And we're a step closer to Mashiach because another Jew has been born. And our Judaism is not, our essential self is not defined by what we're going to do. Afal pichin, that we're going to strive to do a lot of good things. But that's what the Rebbe of Karastir was trying to teach those Hasidim. Of course I don't want Pinchas standing on the porch smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. But Kedoshim to you, and if he goes, I'm going. If you give up on him, you might as well give up on me. Might as well give up on everything. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu created them with a chelek of a kavimal. That's what the Morinayim is developing in this piece. So let's see. So he says, there's no Jew who's going to be lost. Kedoshim to you, a Jew is Kadosh. Rak shebevada yitukon v'yasava. That every Jew will eventually have its tikkun, right, and eventually will be uplifted. V'atam ki kadosh ani. And why is it? How do you know that every Jew? Why do you never give up on a Jew? I don't think I've said the Vart this year. Why can't you convert out of Judaism? Who remembers the Pshat? Why can't you convert out of Judaism? What does it take to convert to Judaism? To become a Jew, what do you have to do? How much of a commitment do you have to make? 50%, 75%, 85%, 90%, 99%, 100%. The only way to become a Jew is 100%. If a person says, Chazal say, and the halacha reflects this, that if a Jew says, I'm the Kabbal, all of mitzvot, with the exception of X, I'm prepared to do everything, behidur rav, with unbelievable hidur mitzvah, with the exception of this one thing, shatnis, linen and wool, it's not my thing, it doesn't make sense, right? It's irrational. But I'll take every other din d'oraisa, the rabban, and I'll take on kol Torah kula. We say, come back when you're 100%. To convert to Judaism, you have to be 100%. So, however, what does it take to convert to Christianity? According to the rules of the Torah. Again, if you're a Jew who's looking to convert to Christianity, you need to be what? The Torah says you can convert to Christianity as long as you're 100%. Nu, what's the punchline? Punchline is, it's impossible for a Jew to be 100%. It's impossible for a Jew, you could be the most 99.999% kid off the derech ever, but it's impossible for a Jew to become 100%. Why? Why do we never give up on a Jew? Why is there no halachic concept of converting to another religion? Baruch Hashem. And the answer is, because of this. V'atem hem chelek elokai mimal v'kadosh baruch hu v'yisrael kul achad. Because a Jew carries within him a spark of Hashem. And just like Hashem is eternal and cannot be destroyed, no matter how big you build the tower to try to get him in Parshas Noach, you can't fight Hashem. You can't defeat Hashem. And therefore, a Jew who's one with Hashem, as Chazal say, there's a part of him that can't be destroyed. So he can even say I'm 100%, but we say, no, you're not. The same way that we beat up the Jew to give his wife a get, the Rambam, at the end of the second parak of Hilchos Gerushin, the laws of divorce, you beat him up until he gives his wife a get. Says the Rambam, how is that getting him to willfully give the get? Because deep down inside, he wants to give a get. Was Chassidus Rambam of all. But deep down inside, this Jew wants to do what's right. Because there's a spark of godliness inside of him that not is striving for Kedusha, but is Kadosh, Kedoshim to you. And we're one with the Kodesh Baruch. Yes.
How far can you extend that?
As far as you want.
We're not going to go and start eating.
And we're being recorded. No, oh, sorry, in terms of beating people up?
Yeah.
No, no, that you have to, okay, that you have to, that has to work within Dina de Machuz. Dina, that's not so posh. In terms of beating up a Jew, Bizman Azet, to get a get out of him, that's a delicate topic. And some people, you know, that's a delicate topic. Dina de Machuz, Dina. We're bound by American law. We have to operate within a framework. But in terms of the idea of it, that the Jew has that pintle yid inside of him that wants so badly, rotzeh ani, that's what we're trying to get him to say, right? You're twisting this guy's arm, saying, do you want to give the get? Want to give the get? Want to give the get? Finally, boy says, rotzeh ani, stop beating me up. I want to give the get. Oh, look. Tell the sofer. No, write it up. We got Lishma. Written Lishma. Yeah, for him and for her. His name, her name, Lishma. It's given Baratzon. He said, rotzeh ani. He said the magic word. Yeah. Because there's a chelik inside of every Jew that's rotzeh ani, that wants in. What's the gematria of rotzeh ani? What's the gematria of rotzeh ani? There's a remnant from Rav Wolfson, Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita. Rotzeh ani is 362. Yeah? What's the gematria of Yom Kippur? Yom is 56. Kippur, spelled without the Yod. Kippur, as it's spelled in the Torah, Chaser. Chaf Pei Vav Resh. No, it adds up, works. Anyone checking it? Yom is 56. And Kippur is? 306. 362. Rotzeh ani is Yom Kippur. Rav Wolfson says Rotzeh ani is Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is the ultimate day where every Jew says Rotzeh ani. Of course I want. A Jew doesn't show up any other time of the year, but shows up Yom Kippur. Because there's the spark inside of him, the essence, the deepest part of a Jew is Yom Kippur. That he says, I want to be a Jew. Rotzeh ani. Right? After the rest of the year, he's that recalcitrant husband who's refusing to give his wife a get. On the surface, he's a bad guy. He's not doing what Hashem wants him to do. But inside of himself, there's a chelek al kam imam. And that's one with the Kodesh Baruch. Okay, let's go on inside. Let's read inside. Right after the first underlined section. Kemaim rechazal, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, Atem asisim chativa achas, shenemar shema Yisrael v'gomer, afani aseh eschem chativa achas, shenemar umika amcha Yisrael goyachar. Remember what that Gemara is talking about? Davav Meral from Brachos? We wear tefillin and Hashem wears tefillin. We wear tefillin to give honor to Hashem, and Hashem wears tefillin to give honor to us. What does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it say in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. So we're called one, and Hashem is called one. Yeah? We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about us, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Baretz. We're one of a kind. So we have this oneness, we have this shared oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Halakha Rebbe of Chernobyl, says the Morinayim, V'tzorach lahavin halav Hashem yisbarach nikra echad be'emes. But hold on a second. How can we be one if Hashem is one? Let's think about the concept of one. Yeah? Remember I mentioned the other day, 1 + 1 + 1 = 3? Right? That's the Christian way of counting. The Jewish way of counting is 1 = 1. 1 = 1. Hashem yisbarach is echad be'emes. D'hainu shekol ha'achadim im mosifim aleim od echad harehim beitz. Normally if you have one, and you add another one, what happens? You get two. Im kein eino echad be'emes. So it's not truly one. It's not truly one. Aval Hashem yisbarach ein shum davar shenuchol lidmos elav, but nothing can be compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamaymer ve'elmi tidmiuni, who can be compared to me? V'lachei nikra echad be'emes. So therefore Hashem is called one, truly one. U'lefi ma'amarim zah, but then how do we understand this Gemara? Nimtza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad V'Yisrael Gam Kein Echad. That's what this Gemara is saying. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So if Hashem is one and we're one, right? But when you have one and another one, that becomes two. That's not one be'emes. How can you have a Klal Yisrael and a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say that they're one be'emes? How could two be one be'emes? It is not the true essential oneness. The only way to resolve this question is to really, 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 really believe that the essence of who you are is nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ein od milvado. Yeah? There is no Shimshon, and there is no Avery, and there is no Jordan, there is no Chaim, and there's none of us. The only thing is Hashem. There's only one thing that's called Hashem. Look what he writes at the bottom of the right-hand column. Acha emes hu, shekadosh baruch hu, v'yisrael hakol echad. A perfect oneness. There is no independent me. And that's why when you look at a Jew, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The angels looked at Adam HaRishon. They thought he was God. And the desire of Adam and Chava to eat from the tree, to be like God, is an inner longing and a realization that there is a part of God inside of me. Achelek alo kamimal. Sheim achelek v'hu akol. And that piece is everything. Right? That piece defines everything. Top of the left column. Shashem havaya baruchu. Osios yudhei nikra machshava. Vosios vavhei nikra kol v'dibur. Hare yesh behem shmo yisbarach. Umibsari achze alokai. And from my flesh I perceive God. Find Hashem where He can be found. He says, "Behi matzo is behei motzo sapeh." The five parts of speech. What does that mean? The dibur shel adam hu bechaf beis osios haTorah, vehei menachlokim lehei motzo sapeh. I'm just reading quickly, and I'll explain what it means. Aleph ches ayin hey from the garon, gimel yud chaf kuf from the palate, tes lamed nun and tuf from the tongue, beis vav mem and pei from the lips, zayin shin samach resh and sadi from the teeth, ukisha omer lamashal baruch habeis humi motzeis vasayim haresh miashinayim vachaf meachech from the palate. Umihu mischabrin berega echad os echad mimotzei zeh vaos echad mimotzei zeh vechihu koach anoshi ki im antu de kasher lon miyachad lon Hashem sifasay tiftach. What's he saying? What is a person? Let's go back to something we mentioned last week. What is a person? A person is defined by their speech. Hashem created a person as a ruach mamalla, a speaking spirit. Right? Pasuk back in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. Hashem made a man, nefesh chaya, a living spirit, which Unkelis translates as ruach mamalla, speaking spirit. Speech is a wild thing. The ability to put together words is a wild thing, because you could have one word, he says, I'll start from the end of the piece, he says, baruch, take the word baruch. The beis of baruch comes from your lips. The resh, right? The resh comes from the positioning of the teeth. Yeah? Each of the letters, the chaf sofi, right, engages both the throat and the palate. So how do you have the ability to take, right? It's a very fancy thing to speak. And I don't even have to think, and the words are just coming out of my mouth right now. It's an unbelievable koch that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us. And who ties it all together? How does it come together? The answer is, how do I have the ability to speak? Speech is an inyan aloki. It's a ruchni thing. It's a very lofty thing. Animals don't speak. People speak. And the reason is, he says again, Hashem sefasai tiftach, that antu de kosher lo nemiyachin lo. You tie them all together. I'll tell you an amazing thing from the Megala Mukos that enhances this piece that much more. The word Kedusha, Megala Mukos writes in Parshas Kedoshim, that the word Kedusha, the five letters of Kedusha are from the five parts of speech. Right? The very word Kedusha, we're talking about it, right? Kedoshim to you. We're highlighting in speech is this inyan that's so ruchni, it's so lofty. So when you have a word that combines all the different sections of speech, the different five parts, right? The five, that's what he's saying. Dirshu Hashem v'hi matzo. Hi matzo, he's saying, is hey motzo. Hey motzo sapeh. The five parts of speech. Five different parts of the mouth that are engaged in speech. The word Kedusha, kuf, dalet, vav, shin, hey, each letter comes from a different part of speech. And again, that highlights that Kedusha is again this Indian Aloki, because it takes from all the different parts of speech, and speech itself is something that defines the neshama. So that's what makes a person kadosh, the fact that you have a neshama. The neshama gives you the ability to speak, and your neshama gives you Kedusha. Okay? And that's what he's saying here. That Yud Kei Vav Kei, that the letters of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, the machshava, the ability to think, the ability to speak, and the ability to do so magnificently, is godly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested that energy in each and every one of us. Okay, let's go on, because the next paragraph is a little bit easier. And we're getting to the main punchline, the main point. V'amar Yachol Kamoni, says the Medrash, Yachol Kamoni, maybe you should try to be like me. Yeah, that's the Medrash. Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy. Maybe as holy as Hashem. Ratzalomar, what does that mean? Shetehe Elokai Kamoni. Shetistakil ba'atzmecha she'atel lamdin gadol. V'yoshev alomid. Utehe Elokachas v'shalom. Yachol Kamoni, Kedoshim Tiyu, says the Moray Nine, there's a danger. The danger, again, the same danger that got Adam and Chav into trouble, the desire to become an independent God. Because you're so godly, there's a danger that you start to make yourself into an Avodah Zarah. Yachol Kamoni, you might have dimyonos that you could be like me. Right? It's kind of flipping the Medrash around. It's not Yachol Kamoni as a positive. Yachol Kamoni, you think you could be like me? Why do you think that? So again, he says you look inside yourself and you see that you're a big lamdin and you sit and you learn. Right? And you recognize that I'm as big as God. I'm godly. Hayalotiyah. Rakshateida sha'akol hu Hashem yisbach u'machshavascha v'diburecha v'kol chiyuscha hu elukus. But rather you should realize that it's not so. You should realize that everything that you have, all of your thoughts, all of your speech, all of the things that make you so great are really what? Are really just Hashem. It's not you. You have the ability to speak because there's a part inside of you that's from Hashem. That is Hashem. The pasuk says, the Gemara explains, don't let there be a foreign god amongst you. That's the pasuk shah. The Gemara says the El Zar is not just amongst you, but God forbid, the Gemara in Shabbat says the El Zar is b'cha, within you. Ezu El Zar shu begufa shal adam ze yetzahara. What's the foreign god within person? The yetzahara. The yetzahara who tries to get you to take credit for your own accomplishments, because you're such a thoughtful person. You're so well-spoken. Thought and speech. Yud, hey, vav, hey. You're taking the letters of Hashem and you start to become your own God. You start to think, I'm God. Ratzalomer, lo yebucha el zar. So the pasuk says, don't let a foreign God be amongst you. Don't let a foreign God be within you. Realize that the kedusha that you have inside of you is what? It's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And why is that so important? We haven't really gotten to the yesod in terms of Avodas Hashem. Look what he says. Realize that, again, there's the danger of making that falsified God inside of yourself. Halokus shebacha lo yazar umufrash mimcha shu halokus shalotei savar she'atahu achacham rakshateida she'akol hu halokus. Realize for all the good thoughts you have and for all the good speech that you have, right? And again, a person who is able to be a smart person and a person who is able to be well spoken, yeah, such a person is that much more of a danger of what? Of becoming that Baal Gaiva, like we started today, the rush in the Urchus Chaim of the rush, the opening thing, don't be a Baal Gaiva. Yeah? So there's a big danger of saying it's me, Kochi Votam Yadi, that I'm a Chacham, that I am godly, independent of a Kodesh Baruch. Va'amru, three lines on the bottom, Ezehu El Zar, what is this foreign God? Ratzolomar, Shematmiya Eich Efsher Shalo Yadasha Kolhu Elokos. When the Gemara says, what is the El Zar inside of you? And then says it's the Yetzirah, the Gemara is not asking what it is, we know that it's the Yetzirah. And we're asking, how did it come to be? Yachol Kamoni, what happened? How did you think you could be God? How did you lose sight of the fact that every single thing you do, you should be saying, thank you, Hashem? Like we learned the Medrash, Kol Neshama Talka Aluka, Al Kol Neshimu Neshima. I take a breath, thank you, Hashem. I understand a line of Gemara. It's not me, it's Hashem. Yeah? I'm able to read the Moray Naim. It's not me. As a fact, there's a Chelek Mimal. There's a divine spark inside me that's allowing me to understand on some level the Moray Naim. So how does it come to be that a person becomes his own independent thing? It says the Moray Naim, the bottom line, Va'amru shuhu ha-yetzahara. It's because you've been tricked by the Yetzahara. Turn the page. Shumasame es. Turn it over. Enav. And here's the punchline. Look at this. That the Yetzahara has tricked you. Shiyizbor shu chacham v'shocheach sha'akol hu Hashem yisbarach. And you start to forget that everything is from a Kadosh Baruch. The unbelievable humility that a Jew has to live his life with. The realization that the greatest Jew of all time, Moshe Rabbeinu, was also the most humble Jew. As some of the Sfarim explained, Rav Nosson Gestetner, in his parish on Pirkei Avos, Lahoros Nosson, he says it was so easy for Moshe to be humble. Because Moshe was on such a high level, the closer you get to Hashem, the more you realize, I don't know anything, I don't understand anything. A young person went last week to the Sechina Rebbe's Chabura. And the Sechina Rebbe said to him, at one point in the Chabura, I think a teenager, I think his name is Yossi. So he said, Yossi, you understand what I'm saying? So Yossi like nodded along. He said, yeah? I don't think so. I don't think you understand. He said, but I want to tell you something. I'm so happy that you're here. Because it's such an important lesson to realize how little you know about Torah. To realize that there's sections of Torah that someone could be talking for hours and hours and hours, and you don't have the foggiest clue what they're talking about. It could be the Ramazan that's teaching a Rebbe, or it could be Rosh Hashanah last week talking about Bris Milah and quoting Dvar of Rams. And it's like, I don't know anything about any of this. How far away am I from a Kaddish Baruch Hu? I guess that's supposed to make you feel bad. It's supposed to make you realize, with humility, that Torah is endless. And no matter how much you understand, you still don't understand anything. And if the little bit I have understood, it's only with Hakaras HaTov, it's only with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's kindness that he's allowed that spark that he put inside of me to reveal itself to quote-unquote me. To me as I exist, so to speak, independently. But there's no independent. Hashem Echad and Klal Yisrael Echad. It's one thing. It's all one thing. So later in the Chabura, the Rebbe says to this fellow, he says, it's okay, put your head down, take a nap. Right? The Chabura is like an hour and a half long. He's like, just put your head down, take a nap. He said, Chassidim come to the Tish, and he said, most of them, they fall asleep. He said, but it's like a person who gets on a train and goes to sleep. You still get to where you need to get. You still arrive at the location. So you come to a tzaddik, and you sleep through the whole drasha. Yeah, you sleep through the whole drasha. But you wake up, you reach your destination. You're still changed by it. You still have traveled. You still got some. It was an amazing musa. And then he told the Maisa from the Divrei Chaim, which this one made remember, because Rav Nosson Geshetner in that volume on Pirkei Avos tells this Maisa from the Divrei Chaim. The Divrei Chaim had a big doctor. This non-Jewish doctor, this big chashuv doctor in Vienna. And he once came to the doctor, and he saw the doctor was looking at a book. He said, what are you reading? He says, I'm studying. I'm still learning. And the doctor said to the Divrei Chaim, he said, you know, this, the younger generation, they think they know everything. They think they know everything. They don't have to learn anymore. He says, but us older people, we understand, those of us from the earlier generation, we understand that learning is endless. And Divrei Chaim used to always say this over in the name of this doctor, right? That a Jew has to realize, I don't know anything. This week's parsha, Avram Avinu is Yoshev Pesach Ha'olal Kechom Hayom. I always quote the Vart from the Eretz Tzvi, from the Kaddish Lover. The Kaddish Lover says that Avram is Yoshev Pesach Ha'olal. He's sitting at the entrance to the tent, Kechom Hayom. Kechom Hayom means a person whose mamash is burning up for Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's Avram Avinu. He just had Bris Milah at the age of 100. Yeah, at the age of 99. Avram Avinu is in a pretty lofty place. And yet, he's Yoshev Pesach Ha'olal. I'm just the beginner. I'm sitting at the entrance of the tent. You can't get past step one. And then the Kaddish Lover quotes from the Chiddush HaRim that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, it says that there are 50 levels of understanding, and Moshe had 49 minus 1. Why not just say, 50, I said it wrong. There's 50 levels of understanding, and Moshe had 50 minus 1. Why not just say 49? Because the highest level is what? The highest level is 50 minus 1. The highest level is to realize that minus 1, I'm not even at 1 yet. I haven't even taken the first step, because Torah is endless. And again, it's only with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's mercy that I know anything. And that's what the Heilig Mor Einayim, whose Yahrzeit is tomorrow night, is emphasizing. The person should think that I'm a Chacham, that I know something. I forget about Hashem. It's a very, very big danger. Now look what he says. And here's the line. This is the whole line I wanted to show you. Everything, this is all Hakdama. Here's the line I want to show you. V'zehu kol ha-shocheach davar echad mi-mishnaso. And this is what it means in Pirkei Avos, when it says a person who forgets a single thing from his learning is Mischayev b'nafsho, his life is on the line. You're not allowed to forget your Torah. So people are trying to figure out what to do with this Mishnah. What am I supposed to do? Well, if I learned so much, the Chazal say that I forget because I'm just overloaded with Torah, that's okay. But the Baal Tanya is saying, yo, you have to make sure you learn in the proper way to know you're learning. It's a big discussion in terms of, like, you know, the halacha. Do I have an obligation? If I forget Torah, it's a big avera. That's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in the third parak. So look how the Mor Einayim interprets it. Mor Einayim says, "Zeh kol shocheach davar echad mishnasa." What's the lomar? Hashocheach es haechad shu Hashem yisparach shocheach mishnasa shesover shehu ba'atzmo lo mitzeh v'shocheach shakol hu Hashem yisparach. This line can redefine the way you learn Torah for the rest of your life. To be shocheach davar echad mishnasa means that I'm learning Torah and I forgot the davar echad. I forgot about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I forgot that if I understand Tosfos, I don't just thank my Chavrus when I'm done learning, I thank Hashem for allowing me, with Rachmei Shemayim, to understand the line in Tosfos. Tosfos is really hard. And a human being, a Basar V'dam, without that Chelek Elokam Yimah, would never in a million years understand Tosfos. So Chas V'Shalom, HaShocheach Davar Echad Mi Mishnaso. It's not that you forgot one thing from your learning. You forgot the thing of one. You forgot the ultimate one. You took HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the equation. Knew, what does this Vart go with? What other Torah from the Baal Shem Tov does this go with? Gemara and Chagiga? You can't compare a person who learns something 100 times to a person who learns something 101 times. Chagiga daf tes. You can't compare a person who learns something 100. So how did the Baal Shem Tov explain it? They both learned it 100 times. You can have two people who learn the same Gemara 100 times. But one person learns it 100 times and he's doing his own thing. But one person learns it 100 times and one. And one. He's not Shochayach Davar Echad Mimishnasa. He learns Torah because Hashem wants him to learn Torah. And that ties back to what we learned from Rav Olmi. There's no way he's going to be sitting learning Yevamis Daf Samach Gimel about giving money to Tzedakah and the Ani knocks on his door and he doesn't give Tzedakah. That's Shochayach Davar Echad. You're missing the tachas of the whole point. You're missing the tachas of the learning. He's Shochayach the Davar Echad. He forgets Hashem. He thinks it's his own efforts. It's his own greatness that he was Zochet the Torah. So that's the danger. That's a new way to learn this whole medrash, such an important medrash. Kedoshim tiyu, be kadosh. Again, like the Megal Lemukah said, the word kedusha comes from the five parts of speech. It's mamish, kadosh is neshama dik. Kedoshim tiyu, yachol kamoni. Yachol kamoni. You might start to think that you could become your own God. Remind yourself, kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha. That kedushasi mimala mi kedushaschem. That my kedusha is higher than yours. In other words, that all your kedusha is from above, it's from me. It's not from you. And he concludes the piece. V'zeo shamar ha-kosov. This is what Yirmiyah HaNavi said in the ninth parak. Al Yisrael ha-chacham b'chachmaso, v'givur b'gvuraso, v'oshir b'oshro. A person has to be careful, right, to watch out for his chachma, and his gvura, and his money, because they can all really mess you up. What's the lomer? Shalo yizvur ha-chacham ha-oved Hashem b'chachma. Lo yizvur ha-chachma hi shalo. My wisdom's not mine. V'chein ha-gibur ha-mizgabar al yitzro. Of course it's mine. I went to the gym. I pumped iron. Of course the strength is mine. It's not yours. It's mamish not yours. It can be taken away from you in 1 second. I was very nispal. You guys know I don't care very much for sports at all, but I was very nispal when I read, and again, not to chas v'shalom make a vart out of someone else's suffering, right? But when that player on the Boston Celtics who just signed a $100+ million deal goes down 5 minutes into the first game and is out for the season, Al Yisrael Gibor Bigvurasa could be taken away from you in a second. Who knows? Who knows if he'll ever get back to where he was in terms of his game? That could be a career-ending injury. Right? And basketball is not the most important thing in the world. Yeah? But to realize that, you could be a star player with all the fanfare and all the hype and spend all, you know, all the anticipation going into the new season. 5 minutes into the game, the whole thing's over. It takes it away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take away your wisdom in 1 second. You know? Rav Palm used to say, it's such a big bracha for a person to become an old person, to maintain your mental sanity. Forget retaining the Torah. But just being able to, you know, not end up like a crazy person at the end of your life. Hashem can take it all away and make a big, you know, be mezalzel you. Hashem can make you into a crazy person in a second. Like Ramban writes in the Gars to Ramban. Don't, Hashem in a second can take away your speech. Hashem can take away your wisdom. Hashem can take away your strength, Rahman al-Litzan. Stock market could change and Hashem can take away all your money. There are plenty of people in history. We thought, my money, there's no way. You know, I'm covered. I invested in different places. I spread out my money. Things can happen. And therefore, a person with unbelievable humility has to realize, and we're not talking just about the gvura of being a basketball player or pumping iron, the mashal I gave you. He says, gvura means gibur, hakovich is yitzro. When you defeat your yitzhara, remind yourself of the Gemara that says, il male HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, the Gemara in Kedushin, if Hashem doesn't help you, there's no way you'll win. You will never beat your Yetzirah without a Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. Don't for a second think it's yours. Yeah, realize the usher, even the person who's not the usher, the billionaire. The usher is just a guy who's happy with his lot. Hashem can take away that little bit that you have that makes you happy. Rather, says the Pasuk, how does the Pasuk end? Kiyam haskel v'yado osi. You should be the type of person who recognizes Hashem. Ratzal lomar, that you should know she'achachma va'agvura va'osher eino shalo, rak she'akol hu Hashem yisbarach yisbarach shemo. Everything that you have is His. Bezos, right? Bezos. Remez l'shchinaso yisbarach. Malchus shemayin nekrezos. She'azayin midos mislabshim b'chof beis osios me'alef ha'tof uva misnaheg kol ha'olamos v'havein. Right? What does the pasuk say? Al yis halel, with your wisdom, with your strength, with your money. Rather, bezos, Yishalel HaMishalel. So he says, what's Zos? He says, Zos is the Shechina. Zos is Kvod Malchus Shemayim. Zos is the Zayin Midos, and the letters Aleph through Tav. The word Zos, right, is the Zayin Midos and Aleph through Tav. V'zos Yishalel HaMishalel. With this, a person can rejoice. That what? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with my world through the letters of the Torah, through the Zayin Midos, through the Chesed and the Gvura, and the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests Himself in this world. This is such an important, limud. I'll just tell you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three mitzvos to remind us about these three areas. It's a Pesach Avor, but, what's wrong with the Pesach Avor in Mar Cheshvan? Yeah, what are the three mitzvos that Hashem gave us to remind us not to get carried away with our wisdom, with our strength, and with our wealth? Pesach is a Yom Tov of humility. The matzah is very humble, right? That's the imagery of the matzah, the humble bread. As opposed to what? As opposed to chametz, which is puffed up and inflated, Dimyonis. Matzah, what you see is what you get. Flour, water, period. Flat, simple, honest, innocent. Mechla de memnusa, the food of faith. Yeah, so what do we do? How do we restrain? How do we show myself, how do I remind myself that my wisdom is not my own? How do I control my mind, so to speak? And my heart, because the heart is also connected to wisdom. Chovas HaLevavos. When Chovas HaLevavos was written, the great work by Arishon, Chovas HaLevavos, even though it's sometimes translated as duties of the heart, it's really duties of the mind. There's an understanding in those days that the heart was the epicenter of thought. Right? So how do we control our thoughts? How do we show that my mind, my creativity, my emotions, right, my chachma, it's not mine? I tie my head and I tie my arm opposite my heart with my tefillin. Tefillin are the reminder, especially the tefillin shel Rosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above me. How do I remind myself? How do I remind myself that my strength is not my own? So you can say, well, tefillin, you tie your arm. What else do you do? Tzitzis. When you wrap your body in tzitzis, again, you're surrounding yourself by mitzvos, saying as strong, as big as these muscles are, but they have to be within, they have to be contained, that we control within the tzitzis. I'm girded in tzitzis. And how do I remind myself that my wealth, expressed by my possessions, especially my home, my big fancy house, how do I remind myself that if I'm so fortunate as to have a big fancy house, it's only because Hashem has showered blessing upon me? The mezuzah on the door. When I come in, I remind myself it's Hashem's. When I go out, I remind myself it's Hashem's. This house is not mine. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's house. So mezuzah, tzitzis, and tefillin are the constant reminder that my chachma is not mine, my gvura is not mine, and my wealth is not mine. So the Sfarim say, the Torah tells us on the Yontov of Pesach, where we saw unbelievable nisim in a flow, so we feel so humbled by Hashem's presence in our life, no one got out of Mitzrayim in their own merit. That much is clear to us, right? No one said, I got us out. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisichei, Meretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. You didn't take yourself out of Mitzrayim. Let's not kid ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu was very clear in our lives at that time. No one was saying it was in our merit. We're on the 49th level of Tumah. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to the rescue. So Sfarim say, the Erev Tochlu Matzos, the mitzvah of Pesach is to eat matzah at the night of the Seder. Yeah? So Sfarim say, how's matzah spelled in the Torah? Mem Tzadi Tof. So Sfarim say, matzos is Rashi Tevos, mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin. Because a person who understands that mezuzah is to remind me that my money is not mine, my tzitzis remind me that my body and my strength is not mine, my tefillin remind me that my thoughts, my machshava, and we'll connect that to dibur as well, to speech, it's not mine. The Erev Tochlu Matzos, on the night of Geula, on the night where Hashem is so obviously involved in saving Klal Yisrael, we remind ourselves that nothing's mine. Kol HaShocher Davar Echad Mimishnasa, God forbid, you go your whole life, you're learning Torah, and you forget the Davar Echad, you forget that it's all from Hashem. It's mamash an important vart. It's a kavod, a tzaddik, is close to his yartzeit to learn his very essential teachings. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should try to internalize this idea. Yachol Kamoni. Kedoshim Tiyu, you are Kadosh. But Yachol Kamoni, you think you're God? Don't get carried away. Ki Kedoshani, Hashem Elokeichem. Kedushasim Mali, Kedushaschem. Kedosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha is much greater than anything that we have. And again, to realize with every breath that we take that everything we have is a gift from a Kadosh Baruch. Okay.